Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Hour number two today, January 5th, 2023. Still getting the date right. 15 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees and hazy skies right now. But I will tell you, it looks beautiful outside. You know, we have warmer days in January, but boy, it is nice and sunny out there right now. Doesn't that just give you a better outlook on life? Perk your right up. I love a morning like this in January. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. 16 minutes past the hour. Now, I did a lot of kvetching in hour number one. Isn't that a good Yiddish word, kvetching? Complaining is basically what it means. I did my hour of complaining this morning about giving credit where credit is due, and also talking about, do you need to give a gift when you get a gift? Do you feel compelled to do that? We talked a little bit about the horrible situation in Upper Sandusky. Does anybody have any more information on that? What do you think about the football player incident with Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals? Do you think that's going to have some repercussions for the whole football industry? Is it difficult to pass by a deal, even though you don't need something, when it's $1.30, as I did yesterday? Do you think you should give credit where credit is due? That was my big kvetch this morning. Do you give credit where credit is due? If something originates with you, certainly you can cover it, but you know, I think you should give credit where credit's due. I don't know. We always try to here, but maybe that's a changing trend. But those are the stories this morning. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any opinions on any of those stories? 740-751-4038. And, of course, we've got the mayor's race. The mayor announcing he's not running for re-election. Former police chief, current sheriff, chief deputy, Bill Collins, getting in the race. So there's that as well. All those things. And a surprise gift I got yesterday I can't tell you about yet. Hopefully I'll be able to tell you about it tomorrow, if not early next week. And our friend Lee today is getting his internet hooked up. So maybe he'll be back with us tomorrow morning or early next week. All right. Phone lines are open if anything's on your mind. 740-751-4038. That's the end of my kvetching for the moment. Do you have anything to kvetch about? By the way, I hear since Charlie's Cheesesteaks has opened up where White Castle and What else was there? Popeyes. White Castle and Popeyes, that they have been very busy. But the question is the quality holding up? Because that's what always happens. These businesses open up and they don't have enough staff because they're bombarded for the first month they're open. People go through, they get bad service, and then they never come back, and the business closes up. Has anybody been to Charlie's Cheesesteaks? Have you gotten good service? Have you gotten a good cheesesteak? What's on their menu? What can you get there? Are they pricey? Are they affordable? Does anybody have any information on that? We'd love to hear that. Or any other things going on in Marion that maybe is off of our radar here. Give me a buzz. 740 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All topics are of interest to us. Now, we have not done any Family Feud this week. And during the holidays, we did Christmas-themed Family Feud. And then last week, we tried to do New Year's-themed Family Feud. So that's pretty well all over. So today, we're going to start fresh. And I have two new categories this morning. And I think they're very interesting categories here, to be honest with you. Just kind of plain old Family Feud categories. Now, well, let's see if we can get through them. Now, the first one has six answers. Six big answers here. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Now, that's the question. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Six big answers, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Six answers on the board here this morning. You know, I would imagine coming off the holiday season, Christmas and New Year's, a lot of people might have called in sick this week. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say shopping.
Shopping, yes, number five on the list. You got it.
So, Scott?
Yes.
I was going to say for the pizza, you could put that, what do they have, that spam on it?
Well, yeah, you know, I was thinking that used to be a joke that what is spam? It's groundhog. But how do we tell if there's going to be six more weeks of winter or not?
Are you going to do it before the radio station or after it?
It would probably be after, because I think they do it at daybreak. You know, we won't come on till 8 o'clock that morning, so it'll be after it. But
I didn't know if you were going to do it like in January, you know, do it before whatever.
I think we'll do it on Groundhog Day, the actual Groundhog Day. We'll just do it later in the morning. You know, everybody has their own. It'll be interesting, to be honest, because you have Puxatony Phil. He makes his prediction there in Pennsylvania. You have Buckeye Chuck here in Marion. And it'll be interesting to see if our prediction is right, because who really knows when it comes to these things?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's kind of neat. Okay.
Yeah. All right. But I don't know how we're going to predict it. When the person tastes the pizza, I don't know how we're going to say, okay, that'll mean that there is six more weeks of winter, and what will mean there isn't six more weeks of winter. I don't know how we're going to do that part.
And who's going to taste it?
And who's going to taste it? Yeah, we have not figured. I don't want it to be somebody from the radio station, so I'm not sure yet who we're going to get to taste the pizza.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. So any suggestions on that, we would be glad to hear. 740-751-4038. Anything on your mind as far as that goes, we'd be glad to hear. How tasting a pizza, a groundhog pizza, maybe with spam on it. You know, the joke was for a long time that spam was groundhog. How would you say that there is going to be six more weeks of winter, and how would you say there's not going to be six more weeks of winter tasting the pizza? What? I don't know. We could blindfold the person, I guess, but I don't know what the significance. Because obviously, I think they're probably going to like the pizza. I mean, I don't know if we'd lay it in. Do you like it? Don't you like it? If you like it, there's going to be six more weeks of winter. If you don't like it, there's not going to be six more weeks of winter. I don't know. Maybe we'll be able to think up something clever when it comes to this by the time it rolls around here on February 2nd. But it is coming up quick. So you got to pay attention to that. The Family Feud category, when you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? Now, number five was shopping. We still have five other answers because there were six altogether. What do you lie and say you're doing?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Fishing.
Fishing. Let's see here. It's a good guess, but fishing is not on the list.
Okay.
Fishing does not make the list today, but it is a very good guess. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Now, number five is shopping, but there are still five other answers. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say nothing. Do nothing.
Do nothing. Nothing is number four on the list. You got it.
All right. Doing nothing comes in at number four on the list today. So we still have four other answers. Now remember the category, when you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Now number four was doing nothing, and number five was shopping. But there are still four other answers. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Nothing was number four on the list. It had seven answers. And shopping was number five on the list. It had six answers. Now, yesterday, I went into work. See, that was the problem. I went into work yesterday, and I shopped. And I bought these $1.30 Reebs. So there you go. Sometimes going into work and shopping are the same thing. You don't have to lie and say you're not going into work. I don't know. You know, I still find the getting somebody a gift because they got you a gift a fascinating thing. Some people really feel that way. You know, I've known times when you get somebody a gift and they're really shocked by it, but they've got to go out and get you like a gift card or something. We're not good acceptors. And have you ever gotten to one of those fights at the restaurant when somebody wants to pick up the bill and you don't want them to pick up the bill and people try to rip the bill out of... Oh, you know, that drives me nuts because the poor server, you know, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know who you are. She just wants to get on to her next table. Or if it's a guy, that's all he wants to do is get on to his next table. So I don't know. You know, I always thought the proper etiquette there was... If somebody offers to, whoever says it first, if they offer to pay for your meal, let them. Don't cause that fight in the restaurant. And then next time, you say it first. Hey, I got this. And if they say, oh, well, you don't have to, so, well, because you did it last time. And I think they go along with that. I don't know why there's such a whoop-de-doo about that. But if you have an opinion on that, you can call in as well. 740-751-4038. Now, our Family Feud question this morning, it's a fairly easy one. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? Number four is nothing, and number five is shopping. Four, doing nothing. Five, shopping. Now, we still have four answers left. Does anybody know what those four answers could be? when you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'm sure none of our listeners have ever lied and called in sick in their life. I'll tell you what, it's my understanding that everybody just about and their uncle is sick right now. My goodness gracious, I've been saying this for weeks, but it doesn't seem to be calming down. It's as if everybody is buying Mucinex and DayQuil and NyQuil and the tablets and the cough syrup and holy mackerel. That flu and COVID is still going around. You know, it's very, very unfortunate times. People not feeling well at all. So I guess they probably don't have to lie and call in sick at this point. They just have to be sick at this point. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott Spears.
Good morning.
I didn't catch the issue about the journalism slight. Maybe I'll just ask you offline. I had been sleeping.
No.
You should be getting credit. I'm the one who calls you, the interviewer to the stars, close personal friend of Phil and Marlo. You know, Sam calls you, wish you a happy milestone birthday. I'm lucky to get a call from, you know, a second cousin on my birthday. So, you know.
No, I'll let me say it again. I'll shorten it up from the first hour because maybe
go ahead.
Because maybe the audience would like to hear this again. And I'm trying to do this without saying what happened, because
if somebody slighted you or, you know, took the wrong credit, because, you know, we do have some vendettas going around, including a vendetta against another online station that I talked to you about. So,
well, no, I mean,
give credit where credit is due. You know, I might joke around, but I'm very proud to be part of the station and the kind of things that you do here and everybody else that's here, including even things that I do. But, you know, the Bill Cosby thing, that's been viral. Okay, I'll be quiet. Go ahead and talk.
Here's what happened. And I guess the reason I brought this up is because I was more surprised. I really was not angry. I was more surprised about it than anything, because I don't think I was trying to remember another time in 20 years when it's ever happened. But much like the Bill Cosby story last week, if you went to any other news site that covered that, whether it was a newspaper or a television station or a radio station or what internet site, they always said Bill Cosby was a guest on WGH Talk with Scott Spears.
Every single place said that, and that's why I'm hoping people are searching for us and finding out, you know, and this and much more. I mean, we've had a lot of good people. We have, you know, many other good shows.
Right. And so here's
that's why I sent you those statistics. People obviously are doing that.
Right. So here, and Lee apparently is getting back with us today.
Yeah, that's fine. You gave him my number. That's fine. Just have him call me, and I will be happy to help him. It'll shouldn't take me more than 10 minutes.
So now here's the thing. Another story, not the Bill Cosby story, and this is where I'm trying to be diplomatic about it. There was another story recently that is getting attention outside of this station. And the story happened on this station. And it's surprising to me that when I have seen articles written about this other place, that they are not mentioning that it started
here. I know what you mean, because I noticed that it would have to do with another person named Scott S.
There you go. So,
there are three famous Scott S's in Marion, and you know you're the youngest, so you're Scott S number three or one, depending on how you look at it. So this relates to the Scott with the very German sounding last name.
Yeah, but you know here's what was surprising to me about that. The surprising thing to me was I've never known that to happen in 20 years. I've never seen that happen before, and I have good feelings about the person who did it. I have always gotten along with them. There's never been a bad moment. There's no vendettas, and I was just surprised that it was handled that way, because as I was saying in the first hour, what I was saying was, if there's a murder or a car crash or something like that, that's fair game for everybody, because we all know about it, we're all covering it, that's fine. But when somebody comes on your show, or comes to your newspaper, or comes to your internet site, and gives you a specific story, and then another outlet runs that story as if the person just said it,
and doesn't say where they said it, that to me is a little off kilter, and I've never seen that before.
Now, can you give me a clue? Because I mean, I did notice that. I even the press release. I mean, and you know, the S, the Scott S with a German sounding last name. He certainly would give credit. So that I wasn't clear about. But before this, you know, the Scott in question talked to you. I mean, we may have prognosticated, so to speak, but no one knew for sure if he was running or not. This was his official announcement that he was retiring after the four terms, right?
Yeah, well, I believe he said that in the interview. I believe he said,
yeah,
I've talked with
him. Same as a former mayor whose last name is also a brand of cereal, and the longtime mayor of Columbus whose last name is also a brand of thermoses.
Yeah, but I believe he said when
you
I believe
like my, you like my description.
Well, that gets it in there. That gets it in there for the people. But I believe he said I have made my decision. And he did not know I was going to ask him that. That was a live interview.
Well, when someone talks to you, Scott, he or she has no idea what's going to be asked. Myself included. I'm always afraid to call. You can ask me some $128,000 question.
Right.
But, you know, usually I'll just tell you. I'm candid. You want an answer? I'll give it. If you have enough nerve to ask me a question, you deserve an answer.
Well, you know what? A matter of fact, I think I might have that little bit of audio queued up here. Hold on a second. Let me see if I got that. Talk for a minute.
Okay. Well, I wanted to give you an answer, Scott, for the lying about calling off from work. I'll just talk to our listeners.
Want to turn to Mary?
Okay.
Hold on. Here's the question, live as it happened, from Tuesday morning with Mayor Schertzer. So just listen to this. Here's the announcement. Now, I believe he does say, now I don't have this transcribed, that this is the first time he's making this, and the only other people who knew were his family. So here we go. Want to turn to Marion here in our last 10 minutes, and as time goes on, we're into 2023 now, and the way things are set up, we will have a mayoral election this year in Marion, this coming November. You have served four terms as mayor. I would assume you will finish out that fourth term this year. Do you plan to be on the ballot for mayor this coming November?
So after running statewide, and as much as I enjoyed it, as I hope I have expressed to you and your listeners, I have made the decision not to seek a fifth term as mayor of my hometown. I've had a wonderful time and great experience. Most people don't grow up saying, I'm going to be mayor someday, but I am so grateful for the opportunity that the voters have given me to be their mayor for the past 15 years, and this is the 16th year, so this will be my last year as mayor of the city of Marion.
Mm. So there you go. And I believe that was the first time he'd said that.
Yeah, well, I think credit, I mean, etiquette and journalism courtesy, because you certainly would. You wouldn't just break a story and claiming that you were the one that got the scoop, so to speak.
No, but,
journalistic integrity, I mean, you know, I wish my mom were alive, that she majored in journalism at the same college that Bill Cosby went to. I'm sure I've told you that 100 times, and I would ask her, but unfortunately, I can't. But I think it's just common knowledge. I would certainly give credit. I wouldn't claim to have broken a story unless I did.
Well, here's what I would say, and this is just my final thing on it, is that interview happened at 9 a.m., 9 to 10 on Tuesday morning. The mayor's own official press release about it didn't come out till 3:30 that afternoon. So you tell me where it was heard first.
Yeah. The place that took the story as their own. Can you give me a clue as to what it is? I have a couple guesses, but can you tell me or give me a hint?
I believe every other news source did.
Okay.
I don't think we were mentioned anywhere in that. Now the mayor doesn't.
Because only has such a good relationship with the Star. I mean, maybe it's because they've got musical reporters over there. You know, if it's
well, you
there or Mitch, they would give credit, but. They got the reporter of the week over there, you know.
Now, somebody who gets the Star or reads it online would have to look and see if we were mentioned. I don't know. But my problem with it is just the timeline. Now, the mayor doesn't have to mention it because he's just sending out a statement. And he doesn't have to say, as
yeah,
I said.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah. The mayor doesn't have to mention it at all. But if we're looking at the timeline of that day, he said it here at 9:30 in the morning, and then he did not send a press release out to any other media source until 3:30 in the afternoon, many hours later.
That hole between 9:30 and 3:30, that's where the only place to hear it was on the Scott Spears program.
Right, and my guess is, now you'd have to talk to the mayor about this, I don't think he planned to announce it that day because I think he would have had a press release ready to go that morning. Because I think what happened was he was asked the question, the mayor was honest, he answered it honestly, and then got to the office and thought, hey, you know, I better send out a press release. I've said this now.
His term ends in 2024 or is it 2023?
January 2024, beginning of next year.
So the election is this November is the election in question.
Yes, yes.
That's where Mr. Collins is the first of probably many candidates. There's
There will be, yes. But I will say this as well, is that I don't think Bill Collins would have announced. He announced less than 24 hours after the mayor announced
that. Yeah, this is someone's golden opportunity. You know, the holidays are over. People want news. And, you know, not unexpectedly, there are many news stories, many positive stories. You know, as you heard, heard the esteemed news person talk about, you know, we have a great new female police officer, the drug court is getting recognition. So, you know, many, many positive stories. And, you know, this is a transition. You know, it's interesting, after 16 years of this mayor, who's going to be next. So it's kind of, you know, neutral in terms of it, whether it's good or bad, but it's certainly newsworthy.
Well, like I say, people can do what they want. And certainly they don't have to listen to the whole interview or use the quotes in it. But I think when you say that the mayor just made this announcement, well, that's not really true. That's not what happened.
No, I think we should. And I guess that's what's a little ironic. Okay, the Bill Cosby thing, everybody's heard. I mean, they may not know what WGH talk is, but they saw your name and they saw the reference in this. It's, well, I think credit should be given where credit is due.
Well, it's not even,
and I agree. There's no tooting of your own horn. You deserve credit. And you would give credit. I certainly would. You
know, well, I
didn't break a story. I'm not going to claim to have done that.
Well, no, and this is a local story. So it's not even to me about giving any kind of publicity. What it is that when I say, as I did this morning, I said, has anybody read the Marion Star? Is the obituary of the girl in the Marion Star? And many times I will come on in the morning and I will say, has anybody read today's Marion Star? I see that this article's in there. What does it say? I'm giving them credit. I'm not saying that, hey, I'm thinking about this story.
Yeah,
and
you,
does
you
anybody...
always do. It's instinctive, Scott.
Right, but so when it doesn't happen, because it has always happened. For 20 years, if a story originates somewhere and they know it, and by the way, I do know that all the other news sources in town know it originated here because they got the story before the mayor ever sent his press release out. So
they listened to the station. I'm glad to hear that. But
well, I know they did because I even got an email from one of them. So like at 10:30. So they knew where it came from. And yet they chose not to say that. And I don't know why. And you know, maybe just an oversight. But I think that is, listen, we're all in the business of getting listeners, getting people to read a newspaper, getting people to read our internet site. So when something like that happens, I think you do give credit. And I find it funny that it wasn't done. And I don't know the reason. That's the interesting part.
Show that we're better, and that if we cover a story broken by one of those places, we give credit because we would. Let's, you know, show that we're better.
Well, you know what? I've also found some other things suspect as of late. You know, it's very interesting to me that the Bill Cosby story went national, but I don't think any other news source in Marion, Ohio covered it. Now, all the Columbus stations did, but none in Marion did. Now, isn't that interesting? The place where it originated, nobody else covered it here, but yet the United Kingdom, Canada, all three Columbus television stations covered it, the local newspaper, the three other radio stations, nobody else covered it in Marion. Now, why would that be?
Yeah, well, you know, karma might... do something at this point, who knows, but you know, at least, you know, we show that we are you know, I guess it even shows further that, that we are the best source. We're the most ethical. And we do claim to break these stories, but if we don't break them, we understand that credit should be given. I mean, the journalistic integrity is important.
Well, you know what, and I'll ask the listener, does anybody have the Star at their home right now? Is it in the paper today that the mayor is not running for a fifth term? And what does it say as far as where that came from? Because I haven't seen it. So somebody let me know, and we'll go through that. Because, and again, I'm giving the Star credit. Is it in the paper? And by the way, if it is in the paper today, that's 48 hours after he made the announcement here. So once again, I guess the best advice is just listen to this station. You'll get the news 2 days ahead of time.
Okay, so I do have, I was going to give you an answer about the calling off from work.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's reference what I consider to be the greatest sitcom of all time. Of course, that's All in the Family. You remember the show, Scott, where Stretch Cunningham called into work and Archie was upset about it. And Archie said that he was having a matinee. Now, matinee doesn't mean movie. It's, you know, again, this is kind of a PG-related version of matinee. It ended up Stretch Cunningham died. Yeah, he had a heart attack. So, you know, it's funny, but still very sad. But, you know, it's still a TV show. But like the Chuckle the Clown episode of Mary Tyler Moore, they managed even to make the passing of a beloved character, you know, enough that you're laughing and kind of crying at the same time. So bottom line is a matinee, either a real matinee that is a movie or kind of matinee that Archie thought Stretch was going to, which, you know, means the PG rated version. I think you know what I mean. So either of those.
All your answers either deal with that or smoking.
Right. Well, but that is a good answer though. You know, either kind of matinee, you know, the colloquial version or the real version, like, you know, going to a movie.
Neither one on the list, but a good guess.
Okay. Did you watch that All in the Family episode?
I think I've seen that one. I think so.
Yeah, it's similar to the Chuckle the Clown episode of Mary Tyler Moore. It's similar kind of an idea.
Keep listening, and we'll see if we hear anything from the Star.
Thanks for the verbal essay about the story. We stand above as people with journalistic integrity, and let's hope that karma does the right thing. All right, see you later,
all
Scott.
Right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If your newspaper's not in the bush, maybe you can read it and tell us, is it in there today? I don't know. I don't get the paper. And I don't know if any credit was given. And again, if it's sour grapes on my behalf, that's okay. You can tell me, hey, you're being sour grapes. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say for an appointment.
An appointment.
Doctor's appointment, like a doctor's appointment.
No doctor's appointment on the list. Is there anything in the Star today about the,
Yes, I didn't know what you're talking about. The mayor's on the front page. That's why I told you that lady, that girl's not in there, but the mayor's on there. And it says he won't seek fifth term as mayor of Marion. He's got a picture.
Now, does it say in the story where he made that announcement?
I don't think it did. The only thing I know is got that, what's his name? Andrew Carter must have wrote it. It says Marion Star under his name, and USA Today Network is what it's got under the heading.
Well, what does the first paragraph say? Because usually that'll say where it came from.
Well, it doesn't say, but Mayor Sutcher, he said he was announcing it on your show. That's what I don't know what your I can't talk very loud because somebody's asleep.
Right.
It says Mayor. Marion Mayor's doctor says he will not seek a fifth term in office when his current term expires at the end of 2023. He made the announcement public on Tuesday. And that's it.
Well,
and then he says, I don't think that there's any one special reason for not seeking re-election to the mayor's office. That's in parentheses.
Well, he... See, and
it doesn't say where it came from, only that Carter. It's that,
right.
I guess he did it.
So... That's not, I mean, you heard him say it on Tuesday morning, so that's not...
Well, he said he was making the announcement on the show, and you said, I appreciate that, thank you, or something.
Right,
and,
right. So when it said that he just made the announcement, that's not really the whole story.
Well, I don't know. It says he made the announcement public on Tuesday, so I'm taking it that if he didn't tell this Andrew, they must have got it from your show.
Right. And I guess the fact that they did not say that, and that's all they had to say. You know, Marion Mayor Scott Schertzer appeared on WGH Talk Tuesday morning and made the announcement that he was not running for mayor. And then they could have went on and did the whole story just fine. But that's not what they did. And I don't know why it was done that way, because that's usually what they do.
Well, I don't know why they didn't put, when you interviewed, what's his name, that Bill Cosby. I was looking for it to be.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in some papers. I've got these last two. So maybe in a week I'll get one paper. So that's why I was wondering. I didn't know if he was in there. That's why I want you to give me some clippings. I was going to send the clipping about Cosby and different ones to that FCC.
Well, it's strange to me because all the Columbus television stations covered it, all three, four of them, and the place where it happened, the newspaper, radio, none of them covered it. Now, that's very strange. Don't you find that odd?
Well, I don't know why they didn't cover Bill Cosby. That's what I don't understand.
Well, that's a good question as well. I don't know why they didn't.
He wasn't in there because, see, the last 3 weeks, I get hardly any papers. So I don't know. I thought maybe Mr. Cosby was in there. I didn't know.
No. Nope. I don't think it ever ran in the local paper.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I would check and see why. The Marion Star, I don't know these people. That's what I said. If they don't straighten this out because they take it right out of my bank, that payment, and I'm not going to pay this payment and get maybe 10 papers for the month or not even get that many. I canceled it twice before, and I told them this time it's going to be permanent. I'm not taking it back again. So,
well, we'll see how it goes. But it's interesting to know that that was the first paragraph in the paper today about the Schertzer thing because... you know, like I say, and again, I like Andrew. I've gotten along with Andrew. They have always given credit where credit is due, and I try to give them credit where credit is due. So it's just kind of shocking to me that with that particular story, they didn't give the... I
kind of skimmed because I didn't know what you were talking about. I just take it that Andrew did it. If they notified Andrew or something, I don't know.
Well, I don't think that's true because, as I say, the mayor was on at 9:30, made that announcement at 9:30 Tuesday on here, and then his press release, the mayor's press release, did not come out until 3:30 that afternoon, and Andrew knew about it before 3:30. So where else would he have known about it?
Well, I would ask Mayor Schertzer, I'd say, did you give it to anybody or anything? But no, I just took it that when his name's there that he interviewed him or did something.
Well, I think he did. I think he did interview him. I just think it came after he had already made the announcement.
Well, Mayor Schertzer said that he was making the announcement right there on your show. He says that. And you said, he said, you're the first one, or I can't remember exactly, because I had to keep the TV down so low. He said, you're the first one that, besides my family, that I am more or less telling. And then you just said, well, I appreciate that,
just
be the first one to know or whatever. So.
Right, and I think that, and again, the Star can go interview him after that. That's no problem. But I would think they would say... hey, the announcement was made here Tuesday morning, and then we talked to the mayor. That would have been fine. So I don't quite understand it, but, that's where it falls, I guess.
Yeah, because I can't understand why Mr. Cosby, that made it. That's what I said. I'm not understanding how these small radio stations, they're putting them on like crazy. About each week there's... I didn't know there were that many little small stations in Marion. I thought first you were the only one. And then I see where they keep putting them on that front page, interviewing them and stuff.
Well, that's another interesting question. They did two stories in December, which is fine. They can choose what they do. But they did two front page stories in December on another radio station that had nothing to do with them in any news way. They just did a story on them. Now, why did that happen? I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's what I can understand. It doesn't make sense to me, but this star doesn't make sense anymore. So.
Well, I maybe we'll find out. Hey, thanks
there's
for...
nothing near... I tell them, I complain. I've complained to them over 10 or 12 times about this. And I told them, I said, last fall when I canceled it, in 2 or 3 month period, I hardly got it. And I said, I called you guys probably close to 30 to 40 times. When I called before in the 50-some years I've got it, one time, maybe in 50 years, it was taken care of right then, the next day. I said, I call you. And they say they're sorry, they apologize, and they this. And I said, I'm getting tired of calling. You guys might be doing it right, but whoever you're giving the information to isn't doing their job. You know, I asked for a different delivery person 10 times. And then I got, last week I got, was it Tuesdays? And I got Sundays. And it's ridiculous.
Well, hopefully it gets better for us all.
I don't know.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, phone lines are open. We did have somebody else calling in there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 55 minutes past the hour. If the line's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. 740-751-4038. And again, the question is, when you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? We've got the number 4 and 5 answers, do nothing and shopping. And again, just to tie a knot in this story, it was not just the Marion Star. And I guess it's just, again, no anger, no nothing like that. It's just the first time that's ever happened, and I'm a little surprised by it. Go ahead, caller.
When you call in sick, you are actually interviewing for another job.
That's a good one. Not interviewing for another job, but a good guess.
God, I was doing some research.
Oh, okay.
On Groundhog Day, Buckeye Check. And the official proclamation from the state of Ohio was in 1979. But, Charlie had been doing it for several years. And it looks like he might have begun in 73, which would make this the 50th appearance of Buckeye Check this year.
Oh, well, how about that? That is interesting. Well, hey, 50 year, we got to do something to celebrate, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm working on some big ideas here, but as far as your pronosticating there, we could have this weather person, if ever we get, use a piece of pizza like on a Ouija board to point out the upcoming weather.
Well, you know what? Maybe instead of being a groundhog pizza, we could call it the Buckeye Chuck pizza or I'm trying to think of something. Charlie liked that Moxie soda. So maybe we can toast him that morning with the pizza with some of that Moxie soda.
We'll have to find out if that'll be a hunt in itself right there.
Well, I think they sell it in Delaware. I think it's actually sold in Delaware at, like, Cracker Barrel.
All right. We'll keep our eye out for it.
We'll keep moving. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Remember, if the line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Well, how about that? 50 years. We mentioned that here first. Oh, man. Go ahead, caller.
Call us the Charlie Groundhog something pizza.
Yeah, we'll come up with something, in here. Maybe the Evers pizza. How about that?
Yeah, and the answer, let's see, they were out all night and they slept in.
Sleeping is, yes, number 2 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Sleeping, number 2 on the list. Now, remember, if you've been trying to call in and it's just been ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So try back in. 740-751-4038. Well, I think we've got all of our kvetching out here this morning. All of our complaining. And we're working on the groundhog thing, which is under a month away. How about that? And again, just for the record, no anger, no upsetness. Is that a word? Upsetness? When it comes to anything else, I just find it interesting because I've never seen that happen before when it's come to the Marion Star or any other news source in town where credit was not given on something like that. But, hey, that's showbiz, and that's the way it goes. No use in going around the barn with that, I guess, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say car trouble. No way in.
No car trouble, but a good guess. All right, Linda Sims, 10 to noon, and Adam at 12. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each